Does it calculate to feed pride and vanity of men and to get their money? He wrote this hundreds of years ago. Is it calculated to gain the applause of the public in order and to serve their own interests and to gratify men's lusts and passions? That's a real test when somebody takes parts of Scripture and comes up with a doctrine that violates all of these things. You have a right to question it. So Jesus talks about the five bearers here in verses 17 and 18, but he talks about if it's a good tree, it's going to constantly bear good fruit. There might be one bad apple come from that because humans are humans, but it's not going to be a bad tree isn't going to always bear good fruit, and a good tree isn't going to always bear bad fruit, and they're all continuous action verbs. And what is fruit? Well, fruit is, once again, the end result of the teaching as it's lived out in people's lives. You look at Jesus, people follow what Jesus said. What's going to happen in their lives is they're going to be like him. They're going to live the way that he lives. It's interesting to me that I have heard people growing up the way I did. I heard people that say that miracles are fruit and proof that something is of God. And what's really astonishing about that is Jesus says the contrary in this very passage, where he says, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. He says, a lot of people are going to come and say, we prophesied in your name we drove out demons and performed many miracles in your name. And Jesus is going to say, do we know each other? Do I know you? I don't think so. I don't think I know you. I see this all the time. I see this in some very sweet, gullible people. They see something miraculous happen and they say, well, that must be of God. But you know what? Satan can work miracles. Pharaoh. Moses comes to represent the one true living God before Pharaoh. He says, let my people go. And Pharaoh says, who are you? And he said, no, I represent the one living God. And he says, well, prove it. Do a trick. So Moses, you know, does a trick. And every trick that Moses did, Pharaoh's sorcerers did the same thing. The very same thing. Remember the whole throw the stick down and turns into a serpent thing? They did that. Oh, but we can do that. And then, of course, then God one-upped him and Moses' serpent ate up all the other serpents. But just the presence of miracles does not prove that something is of God. And I think it's really important for us to see, too. All of this in the context. Verse 21, not everybody who says to me, Lord. The word Lord means master, owner. I wrote something down. I'm just going to pass it on to you. It hit me between the eyes when I was in Germany. It was etched into the wall of a church in Germany. I can't even remember the denomination. And it was in German, and there was an English translation alongside of it. And this is speaking to church people. Here's what it said. It's from the Lord of the church. It says, you call me master, and you obey me not. You call me the light, and you see me not. You call me the way, and you walk in me not. You call me life, and you choose me not. You call me wise, and you follow me not. You call me beautiful, and you love me not. You call me rich, and you ask me not. You call me eternal, and you seek me not. You call me king, and you serve me not. You call me gracious, and you trust me not. You call me mighty, and you fear me not. You call me just, and you honor me not. If I condemn you, blame me not. See, it's not about words. It's not about, did you walk down the aisle and shake the pastor's hand and join the church? It's about who Jesus is in your life, now, today. And I find it so remarkable that Jesus recognized there were going to be people who did the very same kinds of things that Jesus did and expected. And they did them in his name. They didn't do it in their own name. In his name, which means representing him. And then they're going to expect to get in. And he's going to say, sorry, I don't know you. We aren't acquainted with one another. Use the word for to know someone by acquaintance. I was talking with somebody when I was in Maui. She'd been a pastor's wife for years. We were just talking about what's the thing that Jesus is teaching you now. I love those kind of conversations. What are the things that he's teaching you now? I learn a lot of stuff. She said, here's what he's teaching me now. And she quoted the scripture. And she said, I've known people my whole life that do all of the church things, and they don't know Jesus. They're not acquainted with him. They know who he is. But he's not the central feature of their life. It's not based on acquaintance with him. And they think they're going to get in just because they know who he is. And those words were startling to her when it's picturing herself standing before Jesus and giving her resume and saying, here's all the stuff I did. And he says, do I know you? You look familiar. Have we ever really had a relationship? And she said that was sobering to her, as indeed it has been for me. So Jesus is saying to his followers, it's not whether you call me Lord, it's not whether you call me Master, it's whether I am your Master. And if you call me Master, why don't you do the things I say? Well, I do. This is what I tell my kitty. I even have a song about it. I sing the song because he really responds to music. I talk about how obedient he is when he feels like it. What good hearing he has when he likes what I'm saying. How quickly he comes when he wants to. Isn't that just like us? When we were studying in the book of Acts, chapter 8, we talked about Philip. Philip, the interrupt, drop everything and do whatever it is that Jesus tells you to do. Philip the flexible. And what fabulous things happened. And I was thinking, you know, I respond immediately when Jesus asks me to do something that I like. You know how long I prayed about whether I should take that booking in Maui? 15, 20 seconds maybe. You know how long I prayed about moving 4,000 miles to live in Maine? 3 months. And I would have driven out here in first gear if I could have. Yeah, I did obey. Okay, you know, cut me some slack. Yeah, I obeyed. Yeah, well, you didn't do it very enthusiastically. So Jesus said, and I think these are poignant words, and you know what's so remarkable to me? Every one of these men bailed out on him. Every one of them. They were all restored. Many of them made stupider mistakes than you and I will ever make at critical times, and they were forgiven. They're still sobering words, aren't they? He said, just be careful who you're following. Just be careful that it's me, it's that you're seeking after the life. And because that road is not going to be the only road, there's going to be lots of detours. And boy, I know the temptation. When you think I could get a much larger crowd if I would just alter the message. Heck, in the state of Maine, you can immediately become a recognized church if you just let the state write your bylaws. You don't have to go through any legal process at all. You just submit to the state, let the state write your bylaws, and give every member a vote. and they'll make you a church instantly. But if you say, well, no, we kind of want to use the scripture, then they give you all kinds of hoops to jump through. Boy, there's lots of ways to soften the message, isn't there? By the way, you can speak the truth, even the blunt truth, in a loving way. There isn't really an excuse for being an elitist and being arrogant. But by very virtue of the fact that the truth is absolute, there are people that are going to think you're narrow-minded. I do hate that, I have to admit. I hate being treated like a brainless idiot because I'm one of those fundamentalists. In fact, it's interesting how many of my liberal friends really think I'm a great guy until they find out that I'm one of those born-agains. I was talking to a guy who really liked one of my old Land Rovers, and he was, and of course he kind of liked the look of me because I looked like him, had long hair, had a beard, blah, 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 and then he wanted to know what I did for a living. The question always comes up. Every guy, you get two guys in a room, the question's going to come up, so what do you do for a living? And when I told him I was a minister, he was shocked. He thought I was joking. He swore and he laughed. And I said, no, I'm serious. I'm a minister. And here are his first three questions. Universal Unitarian? What's the one, Tom Cruise? Scientology? I said, no, I'm a Christian. And he said, well, what do you teach? I said, we teach the Bible. He said, the Bible? I love that quote by... on our car show that we, some of us guys watch on Monday nights. One of the kind of a very actually surprising person who stood up and said that they were a believer. And of course the hosts were quite shocked and they said, well, you know, you go to church. And they said, yeah. And they said, well, do you ever run into Tom Cruise at your church? Because he goes to church. And this guy looked right at the camera and he said, the difference between my church and Tom Cruise's church is my church has Jesus in it. And the camera pans away to a commercial almost instantly. So, verse 24, because all of this is true, therefore. And anyone who hears these words of mine, by the way, he's wrapping up this whole discourse. So, everything he talked about in the last several months, in which was one discourse for these guys, is summed up in the words, these words of mine. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice or obeys them or lives them out is like a wise man who built his house on the rock, dug deep, stable ground. The storms will come, folks, by the way. Whether your house is built on the rock or not, you're not immune from storms. They're out there. We're in a, you know what? The Bible says in the end times, false teachers and false prophets will increase, and the spiritual attack will increase. It's not going to get easier in this world until we're out of here. The storms will come, but that house won't fall. But I want everyone who hears these words of mine, remember, he's speaking to disciples, everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't put them into practice is stupid. Because you're building your life on something that won't stand in the storm. This is one of the things that church people are famous for. You hear a message in a service or you hear it on the radio and you go, yeah, right on, preach it, brother. Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, that's what we like to hear. And then we walk away and we just keep living the way we were living. We recognize that it's the truth, but it doesn't change anything. And Jesus is saying, when you're not putting it as the foundation in your life, you're stupid because the storm is going to come. Everything else is going to fail. I wrote down some of the things that make an insecure foundation, and I'll close with this. Friends. You know, people that think like I think, that's not a very good foundation. Church, that isn't a good foundation. If you just keep moving from church to church and you're going to find out that it's just filled with people. psychology isn't a good foundation. Money isn't a good foundation. Intelligence isn't a good foundation. Jesus said these words of mine. Dig deep. Build your life on them. Live it out. The storms will come, but you'll stand. And if you don't do that, it's really stupid, because whatever it is that you're building on isn't going to stand. Why would he say that? Bottom line. Is he threatened by false prophets? No, he's going to judge them. He's not threatened by them. Is he threatened by all the false teaching that's out there? Why would he even say these things? He said it because he wants for us to be stable. We're the ones that he loves. He wants, when the storms come, for us to be unshakable. Pure and simple. Let's pray. It hasn't changed very much, Lord. In these days, people just have television programs and radio programs, but you still got one side screaming against all the other sides. And it's, if we did not know that you were real, it would be impossible to know who's telling us the truth. Shake us, Lord, from our tendency to just listen to the voices that we like, that agree with us. Let us test everything, like Paul wrote to those Thessalonian believers, test everything and hold on to that which is really good, really the truth. Let us listen carefully to what's behind the critics and the promisers and the yellers and the morality monitors and the political opinions. Lord, let us listen carefully and see what sounds like you. And more than anything, Lord, let us know you so thoroughly and deeply and constantly. Let us talk to you and listen to you in such a way that we'll be able to discern. This is my prayer, Lord. It's my prayer for me. It's my prayer for everyone that's going to hear these words today. Let us never build a foundation on other humans. Let us always build our foundation upon the rock, Jesus Christ, who does not change. Give us discernment, Lord. I am so grateful that you can't resist an earnest seeking heart. Even if they're looking in the wrong place for you, you'll see to it that they find you, because you said so. That takes the pressure off of me. Lord, I want to be faithful to live my life with you in it, governing me as my master, filled with you. That's my prayer, Lord. Do that for each of us, we pray. And we commit the teaching of the truth to the Holy Spirit. Please, Lord, blow away that which is just the ranting and opinionatedness of a person, and help us, Lord, to hold fast and build upon that which is the real truth. We pray this with great confidence in you, because we were lost and you found us. We're clueless. We were broken. We're mourning, and you've given us a life worth living. Yeah, it was a narrow door to go through, but it's just opened up into more life than we could have ever imagined. And fill us, Lord, with the truth of that message to take into our world, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your bravery in sitting through such a long service.